Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday. It's also the first day of March. March 2018. Thursday, the 1st of March, 2018. Man, February went by fast. Whoa. It's also 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 35 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 36 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And snowing, winter, nasty, ugly, that's the end of it. That being said, we're going to jump in and we're going to be talking about Trump. Is there anybody out there who doesn't get it now? We'll get into it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
There we are. Well, it would seem that the great conservative knight in shining armor has become the number one gun grabber in the United States. I started it out this way because I just got through listening to a little bit of Alex Jones because I wanted to see what he was saying about Trump coming out to disarm the American public, to disarm our people. And, he said, one of the things, he's already 33 hours into he calls it a Paul Revere broadcast, where, the endless broadcast or whatever the hell it is, because he got the same thing the poor little trenches got about a couple of weeks ago, same time Spike Timmons got it. When this whole thing went down there in Florida, Spike was talking about it yesterday. He was up on the air and in his program, man, he'd already had his strikes against him, took him down from YouTube. We'd had our strikes against us for putting up the goddamn video that Spike had referenced in his broadcast that day. And now, but it's happened to InfoWars, and it's, you know, it's my, he said, one of the things he said, he's already lawyered up, got the law firm on it, and that what Spike made a great point yesterday, because what this will be used for, and this is what he said, is to set a precedence that, oh yeah, they're going to be able to do this to people, they're going to be able to remove people clear off the internet, but just not the rich and powerful. Alex Jones was talking about in his marathon broadcast that he's got his buddies, one buddy's, he's claiming going to slip him a couple of $1 million, and another, and go to his dad, his dad's got even more money than this guy, get him a couple more million, and he's going to take him on. But he said, I mean, he's going this way, that way, and around and sideways. And then he says, if Trump goes sideways on us, it doesn't matter. We're still going to win. You are the son of a bitch that went sideways on us. You and Trump. Remember, it's you and Trump. You're the same guy. You've been pounding that for how long, buddy? But, I mean, he was talking about his donations were down $500,000. They got $500,000 less. Man, you think of what, you think about what is, what is being done to remove the whole truth from you? I mean, Alex Jones is no better than controlled opposition. And, I mean, he's there. We've said it before. He's a buffer. He's there to keep control of that 75%, to keep them thinking that we're going to do it this way, and you donate a zillion dollars to me, and I'm going to buy a ton of gold, and I'm going to save the country. Me, Alex Jones, all by myself, fat little self. I'm going to get out my guns, and I'm going to do it. That piece of shit. It's, I mean, just listening to him made me want to puke.
Alex Jones could suck my fill in the blank.
Well, you know, it was interesting to listen to it. But, I mean, just, you know, he wouldn't talk. I was wanting him to hear him address it, you know, what Trump had said yesterday. And, he kept mealy-mouthing around it, talking out of both sides of his mouth. And after one break, he came back and he said that Trump has betrayed us. But then he went to something else. And then he said, if Trump goes sideways, we're still going to win. You're not, you are with Trumpy, remember, you son of a bitch? You are the one that helped precipitate all of this. If it weren't for you, we'd already be at war, because Hillary, the rotten Clinton would have been in there, and everybody understood the lay of the land and that we had to fight. I know I'm launching the comments this morning, and I listened to the morning intelligence report, and this fella comes up from Illinois. And my God, everybody, call your senators, call the governor of Illinois and stuff. They passed all this. Call them. Let them know we're a big voting block. You fucking don't get it yet, do ya? God almighty. Anyways.
We're really mad.
Uh-oh.
Really? It's time. If you call this number, tell me. We're really mad, and we mean it this time.
Don't worry about our guns. We'll vote you. We'll vote. Anyway, here's what Herr Trump had to say yesterday.
If an individual is reported to be a potential danger to themselves or others, allow due process.
And, well, first let's talk about what reporting is going to be. That's Mike Pence, the underscum, the vice scum, or whatever you want to call it, vice parasite, vice pedophile, whatever you want to call him. And just,
He's filling it for Joe Biden. He's roaming around the Capitol groping women and children.
Buddy, the thing is, he's trying to lay the framework here for infringement. You know, for goddamn violation of due process. We've been talking about it for a solid month now. And that everything they're doing, that's what it really comes down to, is removing the procedural due process. And that's how we use, if we had our courts, that's how we're supposed to keep them in check. They pretend we have procedural due process like they did with the Bundys, was they were, you know, keeping evidence out of the court. And they finally got busted in the end because they had enough money like Alex Jones to push it. But everybody out here ain't got millions of dollars. We're going to have to handle this a little differently than the elite.
Process, so no one's rights are trampled.
No one's rights are trampled. Now listen to what he said. We're going to make sure there's due process. No one's rights are trampled. Let's listen. Whoops, wrong one. Whoop-hoo.
But the ability to go to court, obtain an order, and then collect not only the firearms, but any weapons in the possession
of that
individual.
Or might take the firearms first and then go to court.
Take the firearms first and then go to court.
Because that's another system. Because a lot of times, by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. he had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
What's wrong with that statement, people? Is there something?
I can't stand that Yankee voice.
What's wrong with that statement, Charlie? Take the guns first, and then we'll give them everything. The due process. Is this man that stupid? Is he that dumb?
We have to pass the bill before we know what did it.
This is way worse than that. He's saying, what does due process mean? What is procedural due process? That means if you want to take something from me, my rights or my goddamn guns, my property, anything, you have to do so through due process. And he's saying, just go ahead and take it, and then we'll have the due process. Man, I think that's kind of a slam dunk deal. Is that guilty until proven innocent? I mean, my goodness, people. Listen to what that meant. What he just said is if you say you're going to put it second, you're saying it ain't going to be there. Because the due process is what you have to go through to do anything to an American national. In the first place, the government can't come in our world and do it. This is just a goddamn, this is blatant draconian tyrannism, people. Period. There's no other explanation. I mean, you can't call it. That's why Alex Jones had to say he betrayed us. I mean, there is nobody who understands anything about the law that hears that statement. Either this man who is running this goddamn country has zero understanding of the most basic tenets of the foundation of the law in this country, or he's just, fuck it, dismiss it. We'll give you something called due process after we take your shit and put you in a mental hospital and drug you. Then we'll bring you to court. How about that? How do you like the Soviet Union, people?
Yeah, and then we'll paint your orange hair too.
There you go. But yeah, I mean, this is beyond anything that we could have expected. Yeah, I mean, we can go on with this because it didn't end there, people. President Trump asks Dianne Feinstein to add assault weapons ban to school safety bill. This is from Breitbart. This was one of the advocates with Alex Jones. And Alex Jones, you know, he was talking about, came on the mainstream and they're talking about, I can't think of the guy's name, this computer geek who is going to be running his re-election campaign. And he was the guy that got him elected in the first place, Alex Jones. No, he didn't. Matt Drudge did. And we did, you know, the same shit. Same shit. I mean, goddamn it, you didn't fall for it. You're playing. It's all a production, people. That's what we got to keep in mind. It'd be wonderful to chase it this way or that way. It feels so good, but goddamn it, step back. None of it's real. None of it.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. is anybody else on the call in line hear a clicking sound every 3 to 5 seconds?
Katie in Texas, I do not.
All right.
No.
I get one on my line, so maybe they're bugging me.
Oh, of course they have your phone bugged. I mean,
I'm not tripping. It doesn't matter.
Hey, you're only paranoid if they ain't watching.
dig this. This commentary by Trump is, I would say, an open act of treason.
Oh, yeah.
He wars against the Constitution, which is my Constitution, which is my property. All right, and until people, and I'm probably speaking to the choir here, but anybody out there that hasn't heard this before, you're going to have to claim that Constitution, the Bill of Rights, is your personal property. And it's not something that was given by somebody. This was memorialized in the symbolic word. And these rights that it tells the government it shall not touch, those are just some of the enumerated rights. It does not. It's not limited to all right of man. These rights existed long antecedent to any state, administrative state government. So you can take this back, take it back 10,000 years, how about that? Maybe more, you know, whatever. So that's what we're getting at here. And the other thing is each one of us, this bag of bones we move about in, this carbon-based unit, is of the earth, of the soil, of the land. And you own it, all right? You own that body of yours. The other thing is you also own your life property. That is your life. We only have one, all right? If I recall, Houdini said he was going to make contact with us, but I don't think he's ever been able to do that, all right? And this cat, Trump, for all you out there, the apologists, you know, I mean, you guys, I'm not going to take as hard a line as Henry does, but you're a bunch of goddamn fools for falling into the bullshit that these people have shoved down or up your ass, down your throat or up your ass. Now, I'll back off, Henry, because I'm losing my control.
I take offense to that.
You resemble that remark? But you know,
I resemble that remark. In fact, I'm pulling something out of my ass right now.
Anyways, guys, you know, Jim, I know your heart's pure, bro, and I know you're a true patriot, but that goddamn Constitution ain't in it, buddy. That wasn't written for us. That was written by the aristocrats. That is the administrative state. That Bill of Rights is what belongs to me. That Constitution, it is a contract, and it has been breached. There is no contract that you could still call a contract that has been breached as much as that Constitution has. Once the Constitution is gone, like you said, our rights existed long before it, long before there was any state. And once that Constitution is breached out of existence, the power reverts back to the states, which also their contracts have been breached clear out of existence. You could call no one of them a good contract, a contract that was even enforceable. They have broken the rules in those contracts to the point that they're irrelevant. The power is reverted back to people. We stand alone with our Bill of Rights.
They don't even follow their own laws anymore.
They write it as they go along. I mean,
all I can say is this, man, is look at people. You know, I'm in Illinois, and they're really going crazy right now with passing some extensive statutory regulation as far as firearms or weapons are concerned. It's not going to stop there. These people, they're committed. They're junkies. You know, they can't stop. They cannot self-correct at this point in time. All they can do is exponentially grow more tyrannical, and that's just it. So I say this, folks, is buy Liberty arms, buy the lower receivers and that aren't numbered, buy ammunition, and just be ready, man. You know, they're going to roll, they're going to cut out the weakest from the herd, or they're going to try and separate people out of the herd. You know, that's just the way it is, man. It's war. Sorry, man. That's the way it is. Somebody's going to get kicked in the teeth, and it's like, you know, do the best you can, man, but don't lay down. Don't roll over. I'm out.
Technology is a double-edged sword. We've got people in garages printing out guns, printing out bombs in 3D printers. They're printing out these things. You need a new dick? Yeah, they'll print that out too. Okay? So, I mean, just there's stuff going on in the background. People just don't really know, man. They're just not coming up. And the part of resistance is really not telling anybody.
It's
that
things
it's going on. And that's what these son of a bitches fear. Because we have innovation. We have integrity. We know how to build and make things with our hands. All right? So go ahead. Print all the paper you want. There's people printing bombs on 3D printers in their garages.
It's the truth. You know, man, I lost my train of thought there because you went so crazy there, Army Flea. Anyways, he was talking. Oh, the laws. You know, they've crammed all this shit in here, and everybody's here just saying, "Fuck you, go for it." I mean, that's all you can do. This game, pretending that the people that they're listening to the people in any degree is foolish. They're not. They've made it clear that they, I mean, with that 14th, that illegal 14th Amendment that has become out in front and center in front of you because they plugged it all the way in. They're telling you, you are a subject of theirs. You are beneath them. They are governing over you and they will do as they goddamn well please. And the fact that they had no authority to write that 14th Amendment or any of this shit that they've written down on paper and say they're going to enforce, it's all irrelevant. Only thing that is relevant at this point in the ball game is are you armed up and are you ready to fight? Because you're not getting out of this without a fight. You're not going to talk your way out of this. You're not going to hire somebody like Alex Jones is to take care of this for you. Because we're just the regular folk. We are not the elite. The regular folk, when shit gets bad, you know how it is. You roll up your sleeves and you have to take care of it. Nobody takes care of it for you. They sold us this unbelievably bloated, enormous government under the guise that, oh God, we'll take care of everything. We'll wipe your ass. We'll make sure that you have food. We'll take care of you. We'll pat you on the head. We'll educate your children for you. You see? But the people who didn't fall for that, and it is the majority in this country. I don't give a shit what anybody tries to put out there. The majority of the people in this country are Americans. And Americans, I mean, in the worst of times, we take care of ourselves. You know why? Because we have to. We're the kind of people that have built things like the Hoover Dam. Why? Because we had to. We needed it, so we did it. And like Flea was pointing out, we are an innovative people. We've frickin' built the 19th, 20th, and 21st century in this goddamn world. I mean, we are the ultimate stumbling block. We're what's standing in the way of a new world order right now. People like you and me. And you're right. When they go to do this, you know, they're going to do the same thing they did in Connecticut. They've done in all of these states where they try to, you know, put in these goddamn illegal, these infringements, these goddamn blatant open attacks on our Bill of Rights. And they'll put out there, you better do it. It's life in prison if you don't give me that bullet. It's just a bullet. Won't they get, I mean, I think it was Bump Stocks. I was reading the article here the other day. And it was like 8 years to life in prison if you didn't turn that son of a bitch in. They got six of them. There were six people that got scared. Everybody else just goes, fuck you, man. You're not going to do this. You do not have the authority. That goddamn Bill of Rights, you can say it isn't irrelevant. That's what they tried to say back in 17 and 75. That, you know, it's been like people back there, let's petition the king. The king is out there beating the hell out of people. The king is out there killing our people. The king is out there confiscating our property. There's a whole bunch of us, man. If he says there's a whole bunch of us, you're way past that. They this is how they test the water to see if you're ready to fight. Right now, just go ahead and do it. We've been saying it. Do it! And then go and enforce it. We're ready. We want to get this over with.
I just wrote an executive order that says, you're all my bitches.
There you go. Did you sign it? Did you have any co-sponsors?
I have a digital signature from one of the encrypted banking companies.
So oh, that'll work. Goddamn.
Sure, verify that it's real.
That's got to be official. The thing is, this thing that Trump just did, I mean, this declaration. I mean, like I said, either he is a dumb, moronic son of a bitch who didn't understand the words that were coming out of his own mouth, or they just got the idea that they can just say, well, we're going to go ahead and we're going to, I mean, this is why the due process was put in the Bill of Rights, exactly for this, so they can't do what Trump wants to do here, okay? That's why they call it due process. You will follow the due process before you invade my rights, before you invade my world, before you touch my property. No, we'll go ahead and do that and then put the due process second. I guess that means the due process isn't there, huh? Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to undo what you did to me? Are you going to unviolate my rights that you violated? You're going to bring me into court drugged up and go, see, look at him, man. He's a goddamn mess. Good thing we took his guns. People, this is what they did in the Soviet Union. This is what they're shooting for. I mean, Mike Rivera, shit, seven years ago, he's a little communist son of a bitch. And when all this shit was really falling apart under Obama, he came out and goes, well, we're going to end up like Russia. Well, no, we're not, Mike, because we're going to kill every son of a bitch that thinks that they can make us like Russia. That Bill of Rights will be fucking enforced just like it was back in 1775 with the barrel of a gun. We will shoot your asses down.
We can fix this. We can fix this, Henry.
Oh, yeah, I know we can.
I know how to solve it.
Okay.
I have a solution. You dump more meth into the state of Oregon.
Man, I seen that article. And yeah, this is how they, see, they was, by this time, I'm telling you people, we were so supposed to be so degraded and so demoralized that, you know, through that, they did, they pumped the goddamn crank. I mean, that has got to be the most destructive thing I've seen the enemy unleash on our people. But they did. They pumped it in. But, you know, it got a generation. It got a whole bunch of one generation. But the next generation watched it, and they don't want nothing to do with the shit. They understand that it destroys people. So now they're coming in a big push, probably got it down to you, giving it away on the streets. Just take some. Just take some. We don't have enough people walking around with their pants hanging around their fucking knees and with their asses hanging out, walking around, walking into telephone poles. Because that's what we were supposed to be reduced to. That's what we would have to be reduced to if they were going to take 300 million firearms away from us. Don't you see? We were supposed to be such a worthless piece of shit that all they had to do was write it down on a piece of paper and we'd just go, oh man, they wrote, I guess I got to take my gun and give it to them. They wrote it down on a piece of paper. And you're not going to read that Bill of Rights and see, I mean, and see that they absolutely cannot just write shit down on a piece of paper. They have no authority over any of us. And I mean, this is taking it to the ninth degree because they have no authority to even be talking to us. And now they're trying to pretend like they can be our antagonist in court and just go ahead and do whatever they want to us. And we'll talk about a little due process a few years down the line when you get out of the nut house, if you take to your new programming. Do you see?
Henry.
Yes, sir.
These cats, you know, especially with Trump, have made this comment. You know, you're familiar with the term outlaw, right?
Oh yeah.
That's when you are designated outlaw, you have no protection, you know. And what I'm thinking, man, is this guy, this president, Trump. By making those comments and the action of many of these people that are in the administrative state, they're warring against all of us, and I dare say they are outlaw.
They're completely outlaws.
You know?
Hold that thought, everybody. We're down at the bottom of the hour. Everybody stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Oh, listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Payback's a Bitch by Blackberry Smoke. And it is, and they're going to find that out in a hard way. Back to brass tacks here, you know, with the Trump, he's showing himself, you know, and Alex Jones out there trying to grab some kind of a little bit of a credibility to hold on to so that he remains relevant. All of these people should be completely irrelevant at this point in the ballgame. Remember back when the election was going on and we were telling everybody what was going to go down here? That it was just, you know, so plain and simple just to look at it and see what was going down? Oh, weren't we the son of a bitches, and not just with the, you know, in that world with the Trumpers, but just, you know, right up around to the people around us. Weren't we just the son of a bitches, didn't know what we were talking about?
How you did that for better than a year.
Yep. And now, you know, there ain't nobody going to come up and say, you know, shit, we shouldn't have talked that way about you or what, you know, acted that way with you people. But you know what? Payback is a bitch. And you people, we told you, when you went out and you acquiesced to this shit through going out and voting in an occupation election. Now what you got going on here, right now this is being run right out of Tel Aviv. I mean, with the goddamn, like, Spike being shut down that day, and even InfoWars went and shut their goddamn stream down. This is being run right out. They've said, we're going to do this right this time. The place where this happened there in Florida, you guys realize that's Debbie Wasserman Schultz's, you know, that's her constituents, that's her area. This is being run. They're telling him exactly what to say. And I mean, it's just the consequences are out the window. It's just no more this about fearing the base or any of this bullshit. They're going for it. So just quit your whining there. Again, I don't mean you, Jim, but the fellow who came up this morning on Mark's program, the one that commented on the site. Just, hey, man, you know what? Nut up. Lock and load. Get ready to defend your goddamn rights that were given to you by men who had balls, who would stand up and fight. Don't start whining around saying, oh, everybody, please call them and help us, man. We can let them know we're a big voting block. Fuck your voting block. That means you're the most of the traitors in this country. When are you going to stop it? I mean, are you admit you're a coward and walk away from it? How about that? Just get rid of your fucking guns and then you don't got to worry about it. Well, I guess you got to worry about what they're going to do to you with the other guns that they keep. I mean, they talk about these terror. I love it. This AR-15. It's for nothing more than mass killing. It's to kill a whole lot of people. Well, that's what all these son of a bitches in the black uniforms are carrying, is it? That must be their purpose. Is to kill many of us as they can, right? They throw this shit right up in your face. Go ahead. Sorry.
Full auto.
Yeah, I hear you.
They carry full auto AR-15s.
Yeah, exactly. Full auto. Well, I guess the M4, I guess that's select fire. I guess it does 3-round bursts, but shit. You know, the bottom line here is it's a terrible, terrible thing that you can't have. And every day you're seeing these psychotic cops that are killing people and shit. But, you know, this is the communist way. And here we have President Trump. President Trump. Ask Diane Feinstein. That reminds me, I was listening to that damn Mike Nestor this morning. And you know what, you son of a bitch, Mike? You're a Trumper. You are for this shit, aren't you? He was talking about people like me coming up here and putting this out, and grabbing onto this and saying, here's the son of a bitch is committing treason right in your face. You served that system, didn't you, Mikey? General Mikey. The guy who tells me I don't need a fucking gun to fight a war. I'll tell you what, Mikey, you get your best trained fucking medic out there. You send that son of a bitch in the bush after me with his 2 hours of gun training. And you can give him a big hug and tell him goodbye when you do. And he ain't going to have to go far enough to need to dig a latrine. He ain't going to have to go far enough to learn how to, or to even have somebody watch him sleep. He ain't going to make it that far. You goddamn shill. President Trump asked Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat, California, to add her assault weapons ban to the overreaching school safety bill during a bipartisan meeting with lawmakers on Wednesday. Feinstein's bill, which is an enhanced reintroduction of a bill she has put forward again and again, bans over 200 different firearms. Do it. Just do it, Trumpy. I think you're a bitch. I think you're afraid to do it, you bitch. I think you'll back out. I think that you'll find some way to squirm and worm your way out of it, bitch. You need to do it. During Wednesday's White House meeting, Trump showed support for the gun control pushed by Senators Joe Manchin, that dirty son of a bitch. You know what? You West Virginia. You know, that's where my family comes from. I got to wonder if, are you men back there? You guys take to wearing dresses? They look like a bunch of pussies. Are you advocating you voting this son of a bitch in? Is your vote? Are you out there voting? He's speaking for you? What a bunch of women. And Pat Toomey, Republican Pennsylvania, here's your two parties, your divided country, your two, and they all shit through the same hole when their Jew masters tell them to, don't they? The Manchin-Toomey bill is a gun control bill that the Democrat-controlled Senate rejected on April 17, 2013, but Trump chalked that failure up to Barack Obama's lack of leadership. He's going to lead us straight into turning our guns in. That's what he got elected for. That was one of his campaign promises, right? Go back and look. What was it? Oh, we're going to enforce the Constitution. Yeah, the Constitution with that Bill of Rights removed from it is nothing more than a document for an aristocracy. And you son of a bitch, you're going to end up eating that before you get your eyelids stapled to your forehead and dropped through the chute on your goddamn rope fight. God damn it. Right now, just with what that son of a bitch said, that is open insurrection against the people, okay? Open insurrection. Sedition. And everybody sits there and Fox News, because that's where the real geniuses in this world go for their, in this country go for their news. Fox News is riding over it and saying, where's Judge Napolitano? Doesn't he have, I'll tell you what I did see. On CNN this morning, when they first, I was looking for somebody to start talking about it, and it was a goddamn communist over on CNN, and he said, well, Trump said that we were going to take the guns and then have the due process thereafter, and he goes, of course, that's against the law. This goddamn communist. What, Trump, are you even worse than a goddamn communist? You are a goddamn communist, aren't you? I want to see, they're rolling with this, people. You know, you don't fucking fight it. Don't sit there and bitch and moan about it. Get your head together. Get your mind straight. Get your gun ready. And I'm telling you, this was inevitable that this was going to happen. This is what happens when people ignore their responsibility to their own freedom for about five or six generations. This is what happens. This started back in 1933 when the government came out and said, you can't own gold, hence you can't own property. And it started back after the Civil War, when they put that 14th Amendment in there, declaring themselves our rulers. But in 1933, that's when they declared you couldn't own property. And that's when they said, it's all comes down to that procedural due process. You see how that Trump, he might think he's a real smart guy. We'll talk about gun control when really what we're doing is removing the procedural due process. That gun has double protection. That gun has protection under the second article. It says it abso-fucking-lutely cannot be touched. That gun has protection as property, which said that property cannot be removed without due process of the law. And it ain't just you taking it and then you're taking to court, somebody to court and saying something. That ain't how it works. That's when, this is exactly what the founders of this country, what they talked about. I mean, this is even in the schooling that I was still getting before they went to the social studies. They talked about the fact that over in jolly old England, man, some son of a bitch, somebody with a little bit of pull here or there could put your ass in prison for 20 years, and 20 years later, because you were there as a political prisoner without due process of the law, then you could finally get up to where you got your part. Oh, nothing happened to you, but there is no recourse to the son of a bitch that did it to you. That's why that fourth article, that fifth article, that sixth article, that seventh, eighth article are in that Constitution. That is the procedural due process. If you do not meet that criteria, you are acting as a draconian dictator, period.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead, Katie.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, I have a question. I was tuned into the intelligence report last evening and with Don and Mark, 7 o'clock hour, I believe. Anyway, I didn't catch it this morning. I was wondering if you know if that same fellow that called in this morning was the same fellow that called in last night. He was going through all the laws, and I don't know if you listened to it last night or not, but
yes.
I didn't listen to it. Somebody
said the same fellow from Illinois.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess I'm just, I don't know, surprised. It's probably not the right word, but you know, that the broadcasters would even give him that much time. I mean, it really should be keep bringing people's mind back to the second article, to our law, the Bill of Rights. And, you know, I mean, that it should be shut off. I mean, these broadcasts are to educate people, so that education should be, you know, front and center, our law, period. It doesn't matter what they put on paper.
I hear you, and I agree with you 100%. The thing, you know, this whole idea, what needs to be said is just, like you said, straight out, lay it out. Here's the second article, here's the ninth article. It cannot be touched. That procedural due process has to be followed, and only another American national can do that. This is all we need to know. We don't, I mean,
that's right.
Exactly. Is it we going to have this, or are we going to have what they had over there in England that the people fled that came here? That's the only question.
Yeah, that's it right there. So, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, are we that divided that we can't even just bring the second and the ninth articles to bear and just shut all of it down? It doesn't matter what they're trying to do. It doesn't matter if you're concerned, if you can understand the garble in the laws. None of that matters. So, you know, I don't know if it's a matter of trying to be polite to callers, but that's doing us a disservice. People just have to get it through their heads, first and foremost, that, look, you're at the point of it's either you exercise that second article or you're dead.
Use it or lose it and lose your life with it. That's exactly where we're at. And
I'd like to interject.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, the thing is, Katie, I think it has something to do with, politeness, one thing, and the way we were brought up. To respect authority that's legitimate, okay? And what has happened is the powers that shouldn't be have usurped their lawful authority, and we still, not all of us, but some of many of us, still view that authority as being a righteous, that they're doing the lawful thing. So it's just an exploitation on the indoctrination over, like Henry was saying, it was generations. We're talking about generations, you know. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is people need to be schooled in the fact that if you're not doing any harm, you're not violating any law. And you don't have to ask permission to live, you know. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, Henry, is I sure would like to get that gold and silver repatriated, not to mention the 50% loss that everybody took a hit in 2008 when that bubble went off. Well, it'd sure be fun to get that back, too, and
oh,
pass it out to the American people.
Absolutely.
I'm on the side now.
We're going to, but back to what Katie's talking about, you know, there comes a point, we've talked about this for quite a while now, where you just have to say, no goddamn war. I'm not going to pacify you. You are in the goddamn wrong. What it comes down to, in my opinion, is cowardice. I mean, that we have these rights laid out for us, and you understand that we have those rights, and we got to try, and we want those rights, but you come to the point to where you're standing there in front of a wall of tyranny, and it's between you and those rights, and it ain't going nowhere. Then you're at the point where you're gonna fight, or you're gonna lay down, and there ain't no second option. But I mean, this pipe dream that you can, if we can just get enough people to call in, get enough people to vote, that they don't give a shit about your vote no more. They're at the point of killing you. They kill you every day. They don't care about your. There hasn't been, you know, he talked about, Jim just did, about us growing up respecting authority. In my life, I now know that there has never been one bit of legitimate authority in my life. It has all been a lie. And I was raised up to respect a lie. But when you discover that it is a lie, are you going to continue to play the game? Are you going to lend it lip service? Are you going to go along with it? Or are you going to say, hell no? It ain't going one inch further. It should have been stopped three generations ago. Hard. My grandfather was been alive then times. They should have stopped it. They should have shot him down dead when they came for the gold, because the gold was the standard. That's what they really did there, was said, you can't own anything anymore. You can't own an American national. You've become subjects, just like in jolly old England, that all that Bill of Rights was put in place to keep you apart from. You have become property. Once again, you have become a serf upon the land that belongs to somebody else, and that person can regulate that land, they can regulate you. You cannot have a free man without free land to stand upon. And this was well known by the people who fought the war to give us these rights. And you got to believe they're rolling over in their grave when they see it at this stage in the destruction of this country, and they still hear people coming up and saying, "Well, we should get together. We call your representative. They don't represent you. This is an occupation. You're saying call the occupation and beg them not to." I mean, I've heard these people also on the micro effect and ones that come on after Mark talking about there's just nothing we can, if we can't get somebody in, there's nothing we can do. You want to bet? No, if that had been the attitude of our founders, our true founders, we'd be living as goddamn English slaves right now.
You mean April 19th, 1775.
That's right. And you know what? Yeah. That wasn't no goddamn government. That was the people. That was people with guns that stepped up and said, "These are our fucking rights. We will kill you for them. Get it through your head. We're going to shoot your ass out of here. We're going to live free. We'd rather be dead than be your slave."
Yeah, well, you know, the... Go ahead. Somebody else was there.
Dion's trying to get him.
Hey, you know, you're right. When, you know, when they say that, it is just pure cowardice. You know, they don't want to fight. You know, they'd rather, you know what I'm saying, be good serfs and slaves and live their lives. You know, when you sit up and say, "Well, there's nothing that we can do," or you just, even those who just keep on saying that, "Hey, we need to keep voting and just keep trying to get people in." First, the system is to get. Do they realize that we were declared enemies of the state in 1933?
Exactly. Yeah, and our property war booty.
Enemy.
And our property war booty. Exactly correct. I mean, you can show them the goddamn paperwork, and they just anything, but admit what is the hard, cold facts in your face. Because if they're there, you're either gonna, you know what? It gets at that point, you either got to do something about this or admit you're a coward. There is no other option. You can't mealy mouth around it no more. Either you're the kind of person, I mean, and like I said, these people, they're trying to, you know, with the tip of the spear Bundy bullshit, you know, we're going to take it back for the good old boy Masonic Dirty Church cabal. You know, out there, well, if we can't get these people, there's nothing else we can do. Bullshit. We can shoot those son of a bitches out of here. We have the guns and we have the will. What did you think? Where did anybody ever think that these rights were just going to enforce themselves? Man, bad enough when they removed the goddamn, took the gold and removed our right to own property, but when they started removing our common law courts, that should have been it. But by then, they had dumbed the people down and they'd given the people the goodies after World War II, you know, the good job. Just don't make no waves, man. You're doing fine. You're going to take that vacation next year. Don't worry about it. Your life's good. And I even know people coming up on the, the times when I started really fighting this hard and going to jail as a political prisoner and fighting these bastards, when they were just, "I'm glad I'm as old as I am because now I'm going to die before it has to happen." You fucking cowards. You dirty fucking cowards. This is our legacy in this country. Let me just live and get my life over with, and I get to live what's left of not being under, at least going out to the ditch for a bullet. But the rest of you guys, I guess you're shit out of luck. I had mine. And that is the worship of mammon that has been their most effective tool in this country. I mean, what will you trade them rights for? Well, if you're going to take them from that guy over there, just give me $100, and it's just going to be his right, right? Yeah, that's how it works.
I want to make a note on this economy. It's a debt-based economy.
Oh, yeah.
Debt-based economies have their roots in communism or socialism, okay? And that's it, bottom line. And it sucks because every time I spend a dollar, or what we call a dollar, that piece of crap paper, I just shudder, man. You know, note that I'm not using real silver coin or gold coin. I'm out.
Well, you know, it goes back to what we were talking about, the Constitution being breached clear out of it's the point, it doesn't exist. It can't. It would be laughable for anybody with any knowledge of the law to take that contract and pretend that it's something real at this point in the ballgame. That money, we were supposed to mint our own money, and it wasn't to be goddamn debt dollars. It was supposed to be interest-free dollars for us to operate our economy with in this country as we accessed our our resources under a free enterprise system, and we all became rich. And we only sold and bought with one another, so we always owned everything. They could never take our country. That's why it was put that way in the original Constitution. That's why that's like the Bill of Rights, like all the rest of it, had to go in stages. And that was another thing they did, you know, with that goddammable 14th Unconstitutional Act of Tyranny Amendment. Was turned around, you're responsible for the public debt because, you know, this corporation, we just bankrupted the goddamn country. And now we're just going to write it down on a piece of paper. We never have no authority to do this because that would mean that we could confiscate your private property without the due process guaranteed in the Bill of Rights. We can just say we got to take it because we wrote it on a piece of paper, we made a debt, you're going to pay it. People. At some point, I mean, like, this is what we're saying. That Constitution, I wipe my ass on it. I spit on it. I tell you, it was a goddamn con from the beginning. And the Bill of Rights was attached, and it's the only reason it lasted as long as it did. I mean, it wouldn't have took but a couple of generations. I mean, goddamn, look at it. After the war, you got John Adams. You're great, John Adams. God, we worship John Adams. He was talking about a king. We need to declare a king. Came right out of his fucking treasonous mouth. He didn't fight that goddamn war. He's just another rich son of a bitch. He actually defended the goddamn British soldiers that shot people down at the Boston Massacre. But no, we worship. We were taught. This is where the lie we were taught. This is about that respect that Jim was talking about. We were taught to worship these son of a bitches. These goddamn high masons. These goddamn dirty church bastards who took everything from us. And would have us be their slaves. No, I don't think that I'll worship them people. In fact, I think it's time to destroy them. Anyways, guys, we've made it to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. Until then, stay tuned for my brother Spike Timmons with Hammer and the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio coming right up behind us here, broadcast on PBFTT. And in the meanwhile, man, just keep it in their face. Say, didn't we tell you so, you treasonous son of a bitch, you coward? That is the Word from the Trenches.